This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
This is NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harrib. The Texas Legislature's new Select Committees on Disaster Preparedness and Flooding takes place today at the Capitol. Lawmakers from the State House and Senate are expected to hear testimony from emergency management officials, weather forecasters, the Texas Water Development Board, and other experts. The Texas Newsroom's Blaise Gainey reports.
Senator Paul Bettencourt, a Houston Republican, is carrying a bill this special session that focuses on how to get a Texas flood early warning system in place. He told the Texas Newsroom he's spoken with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and they're on the same page as Governor Greg Abbott when it comes to taking the financial burden off locals.
Let's just get money, get a solution, get it to them.
Bettencourt says whatever the solution is, it won't stop at sirens. He says there are existing flood models to follow, such as the work already being done by the Lower Colorado River Authority. Once lawmakers identify what works best, he says they'll figure out how much it'll cost to replicate across the state of Texas. I'm Blaise Gainey in Austin.
With some early child care programs on the chopping block and facing looming federal cuts, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo is spearheading the penny tax. It aims to bring in about $60 million to support and keep youth programs running across the county. Speaking on Hello Houston yesterday, Hidalgo says now is the time to make the investment for the future workforce.
These programs come at a time where the brain is developing, and that's why they're so important. And they also help our workforce. They help our workforce now because parents who want to work are able to do so, and they help our workforce in the future because we're going to have a stronger workforce.
If passed, the cost will be tacked on for property owners. It would add about $10 for every $100,000 in assessed home value. Houstonians living near industrial facilities have a new tool at their disposal to monitor air pollution. News 88.7's Justin Dowd reports.
Nine communities across the city of Houston can now use an online dashboard created by nonprofit Air Alliance Houston to track local air quality levels. Juan Flores, the community air monitoring program manager for the Alliance, says the system is both a health and legal resource for residents.
Before, it was always their word against the company's word, and now citizens are able to have their own scientific data they can use to defend themselves.
The dashboard was developed to track areas residents feel are high risk or high polluting. You can access the dashboard's data right now by going to airalliancehouston.org. For News 88.7, I'm Justin Dowd.
And in sports, the Astros beat the Arizona Diamondbacks last night 3-1. Houston has won three games in a row now, and they are five games in front of the Seattle Mariners for first place in the American League West Division. Those two teams will play a day game today. It'll be a 2:40 start from Phoenix. 78 degrees right now here on the UH campus, a high of 97 later this afternoon. I'm Matt Harrib, News 88.7.